Hi, Gratitude Seeker. As you know by now, I believe in signs, I believe in synchronicities. And this morning when I read an email from a Gratitude Seeker about yesterday's episode, I got goosebumps. She has so many things in common with my guest today that I couldn't believe it. And also some things that have happened in the last few days were just amazing. It really felt like everything was connected, and what I read in a book was connected to the email that I got, to the person that I met. I'm just blown away. It's really amazing. Like I said in the previous episodes, I will be sharing more information about essential oils and how they can help us enjoy a much better life. For this, I invited Simina Sherban, an aromatherapist and a mom that has inspired me with her courage to live life on her own terms. She just got back from a full month sailing in Greece with her family, and she'll be sharing with us the urgent situation that made her start using oils for her kid, and also how she's been using them in the last 3.5 years. Here she is.
My name is Simina Sherban. I'm basically a business intelligence consultant. I live in Romania. Except my job, I am a mom of a kid. I am a wife. I am an aromatherapist consultant. I am a lover of nature. I'm in love with coffee, with peace, with calm, with gratitude, and so many other things. What I can say about myself, I love traveling and I love helping people.
That's amazing.
These are the two things that are defining my personality, and actually they are defining also my family. Whatever we are doing, we are trying to show respect to ourselves and to the others and also the nature. And we are trying to make the others feel nice and most wonderful on this planet, even if they have less than what we have.
Yeah, this is beautiful. And I think it's such an important and beautiful perspective. And I know you're teaching this perspective to your son as well, that you're telling him that he can do anything he wants in the world, and he's able to do everything he wants in the world as long as he respects himself, others, and nature. And I think this is very beautiful.
Yes, that's our perspective of living. So basically what we are trying to make him understand is that you don't have to go to university to be happy. You don't have to have, a gorgeous apartment or house to be happy. You can be just a driver, or you can be whatever you want to be. As long as you are happy and you respect yourself and the others, that's beautiful.
This is amazing. And it's so interesting that you talk about this, since just yesterday I had an episode about going to school and how my experience was going to school, and the relationship I had with my parents in this regard. And I think this is so beautiful that you see things this way, and that you want your kid to be happy rather than to have great grades and to do the classical version of the American dream, let's say.
Yeah, this is one of the reasons why we have chosen for him to go attend a Montessori kindergarten. I haven't mentioned yet, my kid is 4 years and a half old. So since he was 1 year and a half old, he was attending Montessori. We have seen in him such a wonderful development that since he was 2, was able to dress himself, he was respecting nature, he was living in present, he was very mindful. And I think that all the kids are exactly the same, but we the adults around them, we don't pay attention to all these little details that make them become the persons that we would love to become. So basically, we are broken them. They are just perfect as they come on this earth.
This is such a beautiful perspective. And I think it's such an amazing thing that we have parents like you in the world and that have this perspective and choose to love beyond those limiting ways of seeing how a child should be. And I think it's so important, and I'm so looking forward for the next generations to grow up and to build beautiful things in this world. And I also know that you do something that's related to gratitude with your son each day. And I think it's such a great idea, and I would love for you to share it with our audience.
Okay, so basically when we are going to bed, once we have switched off the light, we are telling a story. And the story is like this. I am grateful this day for, and each one of us has to complete the sentence with their own perspective. At this point, Horia is very grateful for his police car, for the house we have, for our small car we have, for our dog. But I think that at least it's a start for him. And also he can see that gratitude is amazing for us and makes us very happy. You don't see only the negative parts in this world. You see also the most wonderful part that you are living in.
Yeah, exactly. And the fact that you are actually building that in him, and you're also doing it yourself, is so powerful. Because of course life isn't always easy and great and so on and so forth, but having that perspective is so amazing and so helpful. And it's a life skill. This is how I see it, and it's something that you have with you, especially if you learn it at such a young age, throughout your life. And it's always amazing to get back to that feeling.
Yes, that's true.
So I also wanted to ask you about how you actually got to be an aromatherapist. Like how did this happen?
That's a very interesting story. And of course, it is related to my son. Because once we had a kid, our lives just change in a very nice and wonderful way, I would say. Basically, we have started to change ourselves. When we are saying we, I'm talking about myself and my partner. So Horia was 1 year old and he got very sick. We attended just before we went to the hospital with him a session with one of the greatest therapists here in Cluj-Napoca, Monica Meseșan, and she was explaining us the beauties of aromatherapy and the nice effect that essential oil can have on us. And after 2 days, we just ended up with Horia in the hospital. And the worst place where you can be in Romania is a child hospital. So he was really sick. He got pneumonia. We were in the same room with a child that had rotavirus. There are two different types of disease. So I got scared that we are going home with another disease. So I called this lady, Monica Meseșan, and I told her, I don't know what to do, but I have to do something in order to go home and to be healthy, not to get any other disease. And she came to the hospital. She got me a diffuser for the essential oils and Thieves essential oils. We were diffusing it. We were cleaning all the surfaces with this essential oil. After that, I found out that Thieves has a very great property, and it reduces all the bacteria and all the viruses in the room with 96% after 20 minutes of diffusing. So for me, it was like, okay, that's something interesting. So we went home without getting the rotavirus dizzy. I was happy, so I said, okay, this has to be something. So I started my journey with aromatherapy, and I started to study. I went to the French aromatherapy school. I've done some classes, and I just got in love with the essential oil. Since then, we are all using them. We don't use any other drugs except me. I don't know if the doctor says that it's a must. I mean, the whole idea with aromatherapy and all natural remedies is just make sure you don't go in an extreme way.
Yeah, I totally believe that too. And I think the story is amazing. Like going from being desperate about finding a way to make sure that your child will stay, will get healthy and won't get other bacteria. Probably most of our listeners have no idea about how the medical system is in Romania. It's really, I think it's one of the worst in the world, to be honest. Like, there are many things to be grateful for in Romania, but the medical system isn't one of them. Because unfortunately, because of corruption and other things, they are underfunded, and it's really not a nice place to be at all. And so just so you can have a perspective on how desperate Simina was and how amazing it was for her to find a way, a solution to keep her child healthy. And I know that you've been doing this. You've been using the essential oils for quite a while, and you're also in Young Living, and you're making a living from that too. And you're actually able to live a dream. I know that just a few days ago you got back from Greece, right?
Yes, we've been sailing with my family for 1 month in Greece, in Sporades Islands. It was just amazing. And it was possible also due to making a business with Young Living, to be honest. And while we are traveling, the most interesting part is that we don't have any medicines or drugs with us. We just have 30 essential oils, which are good for the most of the cases that we can imagine it might happen to us. Like, I don't know, you have a seasickness, for instance, or maybe you just got some fever, or maybe a mosquito just bite you. So yeah, we just have the oils with us, which is amazing.
Yeah, totally. And by the way, did you have to use them? Like, did you get seasick or anything?
Not us. Some friends of us got some seasicks, and they use it. I know that my husband in one evening had some fever, and he used peppermint for that. Just got better in the morning, so he didn't have to do it another time. And Horia, my kid, was saying at a certain point that his tummy makes some noises. We got some DJs for his tummy, and we made some massage on the tummy. So after two times, I think, or three times, he was feeling very good.
Amazing, amazing. But I believe that the fact that you didn't have any kinds of, or at least you only had a few situations in the whole month, is because you also use the oils as a preventive way of seeing health, right?
Yes, I mean, I'm totally for prevention. And for me, prevention means high quality food, diversity food, going outside and spend as much time as you can in the nature, plus these essential oils. I mean, we are using them for boosting the immune system and make it more okay, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally believe that. And I think prevention is so important, and it's easier for us to forget prevention because we usually take pills and stuff when we are not feeling great. But if we focus on prevention and if we take care of ourselves, we will live a much, much better life. And one of the things that I love about the essential oils is the fact that they help a lot with our emotions. And it's my belief that, and it's been shared and even scientifically proven, that many of, or if not actually all of our illnesses have to do with our emotions, and especially emotions that we keep on experiencing, like for instance rage, or I don't know, sadness, or other emotions that are not really healthy for us. Like in time, they can lead to all kinds of illnesses. For instance, I know that being furious, being angry, a lot of the time can lead to problems with the liver. And of course, that can lead to other problems as well. What has been your experience with essential oils and emotions?
They are very helpful with the emotions. For instance, I'm doing different exercises for the rage. I'm coming mm-hmm. from a background where rage was promoted to a high level in my family, I would say. So after living with this rage inside me for almost 3 decades, I've started to realize that if I want to have a life where peace and calm will define all the moments, I have to get rid of this rage. So I've started to look, what can I do? Where can I get some help? Because it was a moment where, unfortunately, all the rage was on my kid. Mm-hmm. I said that, okay, that's something that's not okay. You have to do something. So I started to look around me. So I got into a nice conference. And there was a really nice situation that a therapist, was telling us that she's doing feelings therapy with essential oils for emotions. And she wanted to give us a very nice present, a therapy for free, an hour therapy for free. So we started, she handed me, because I was in front of her, a little bag where there were the names written on a piece of paper of all the person in the room, to see who is going to gain that therapy. And I started to pick up the first piece of paper. The lady was not in the room. Then I took another one. The lady was actually the therapist of feelings therapy. So she said, okay, let's do another try. And on the third piece of paper was my name.
Wow. So I thought,
okay. That has to be something. So yes, so I found my way of healing the rage with this feelings therapy, a therapy that is based on multiple essential oils and can heal and can go very deep into your subconscious to help you heal the wounds you have in there. So it's just wonderful. For me, it's working like perfect, like a glove.
Mm-hmm. Amazing, amazing. I know, for instance, that one thing that essential oils does that's pretty incredible is that it bypasses a part of your brain that's in charge with critical thinking. Like you, when you smell an essential oil, one that's, of course, pure and high quality, you get a beautiful feeling instantly. Like you don't process it. It's so interesting.
Yes, I mean the signal from the smell is going directly into your brain. So basically, your conscious mind does not have the time to process that smell. It's going directly to the point where you need it the most.
Wow, wow, that's really amazing. And it's really helpful, as I've seen it, with cultivating more positive feelings. Like I know that when you're using the oils, you feel better. And the better you feel in general, you get to create better or at least new neural pathways, right? And those lead to actually living a different kind of life, to actually changing your life.
Yes, yes. There are different types of exercises that you can do in order to change your critical discussions with yourself. I mean, we are very critical as human beings in general, and especially with ourselves. We are very mean to ourselves. So it takes a while. It is a very hard work to change these critical discussions with yourself and conversation with yourselves. But the end results, to see how your life can change and how you can see the life and the world around you, it worth all the hardness in this adventure. So I'm doing some exercises. Basically, for instance, if I want to bring joy in my life, I'm picking up the joy essential oil. I'm creating a mantra for it. Let's say it can be, I don't know, I am joyful all the time, or I am surrounded by joy. And for 5 minutes, you smell the essential oils and you are telling yourself this mantra. It is a life-changing exercise. You can do it for 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, or forever. Depends on how you feel that you have reached your goal and you are more joyful than you were before starting it.
I love it. I love it. So basically, you take an oil like joy, and they also have gratitude, which is also quite amazing. And you repeat an affirmation like a mantra for 5 minutes.
Yes. Yes. You smell it and you're telling yourself that mantra.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So basically, you are replacing all the negative thoughts in your mind, at least for 5 minutes, and all the negative conversation with yourself with something beautiful and different.
Amazing, amazing. And I think the diffuser is also very helpful with this, like creating an atmosphere where you actually experience better feelings just by being in that room, right?
I mean, in our house, the diffuser is on whenever we are home. So So we are diffusing essential oils with different, let's say, targets. Like, for instance, now that the autumn is here, we are diffusing essential oils for calm and relaxation and stress away as well, but also for boosting the immune system.
Wonderful, wonderful. And I'm really curious. I just got my diffuser, so it just got here today. I didn't have the chance to use it yet. But have you ever had headaches or stuff like that when you use the diffuser? Because one of the things that made me not use all kinds of things that were creating a beautiful smell in the house was that they felt so chemical, and they felt like in time they gave me they made my head hurt, and it was so weird, and I actually stopped using anything because of that reason.
Well, the headaches and the uncomfortable way you get is are mostly from the chemicals that are in those products. With the essential oils, with the high quality and therapeutic essential oils, you're not going to get that.
Amazing, amazing. I can't wait to try it out. So what I also wanted to add to this discussion is the fact that me and my girlfriend, chose to get into this Young Living business because for many reasons actually, but one of them was the fact that she felt really drawn to some essential oils, and she felt that they were right for her. And I love her for this because she's like so intuitive, and she does things that I really don't understand, but she does them anyway. And the interesting part is that afterwards, I get to understand why she did them and how much it actually helped her. And it's quite amazing to see this thing happening. But I also wanted to share with you, Gratitude Seekers, an email that I received that actually yesterday from the episode that I did about school. And it's from a teacher. And she actually shared with me the fact that she could totally relate to the episode, to the fact that she wanted to make her parents proud and to go to a good college. And the interesting thing is that she felt that she could have been successful anyway. And every day when she goes to school, she's wondering and thinking if there is another better way. And she's thinking about homeschooling her kids. And also, she would love to travel. It's very interesting that she sent this email because she also mentioned the fact that her father is from Greece, and Simina just told us that she was in Greece for 1 month, and she's traveling a lot with her kid. And I just think it's amazing how this world works. And I'm hoping that for her and for many of you, Young Living and using the essential oils and maybe even sharing them with your friends, with your family, can actually bring you not just positive feelings, but also a way out of the 9-to-5 or doing something that you don't particularly like. Because I always wanted to share with you this. I am fortunate enough to not have to go to work each and every day. I have a home office, and it's amazing the fact that I don't need to do the kinds of things that I needed to do when I was a child to go each and every day to school, or the kind of experience that many people have regarding going to work each and every day, I can imagine how hard it can be and how hard it can be to be grateful in those kinds of situations. And on this, I know that Simina has a really cool story, how she actually decided to move in the city, even though she has a house near the city, just to have a better experience of life. And I believe that this is such a great example of how to live life, because we indeed can be grateful and can change our perspective on things, but it's important sometimes to make a decision to make our life better. Can you tell us a little bit about this situation?
Yes. Basically, we are living outside the city. We have a wonderful home with a garden, with plants. We love nature. We also have an aquarium with fishes. And we have a dog, a German Shepherd. Cluj is a wonderful city. I love it from so many perspectives. It's just that when we are talking about the parking lot, it's just horrible. So we are coming in every morning with the car, by car, sorry, and we were leaving the kid at kindergarten, and I was coming to the office, and I was not able to find any parking spots after 9 a.m. So every day was a frustration for me. Sometimes I was coming by bike. It was taking me with Horia behind the bike around in a chair around 1 hour. Whoa. But it was lovely because I was able to park my bicycle. When I'm saying bike, it's not a motorbike, it's a bicycle. Okay. Mm-hmm. To make sure we are on the same page.
Yeah.
So in order to eliminate all the frustrations, because it was making my day horrible, okay, after 1 hour with some essential oils, with the coffee, I was calming myself down. I was okay, but I didn't like the feeling that I was getting angry and was spending so much time not reaching the office, but trying to park my car to find a spot. So we decided to rent an apartment, a small apartment, very close to Horia's kindergarten. We moved in with the dog. We were very happy that they accepted us with the dog in the end. And our life changed drastically, I would say. It takes for me like 7 minutes to go by bicycle with Horia until we reach his kindergarten, 10 minutes to reach the office. We have more time together now. And we are going to our house in the weekend if we are not leaving to travel somewhere.
That's lovely. And I think it's such an important perspective. Like, okay, there are things that you cannot change, and you can only change your perspective and you can appreciate the positive things about them, but some things can change. And as long as you're grateful for the good things and you want to get a better life, to experience a better life, you can totally do that. And I think this is a very good example of actually making that happen. And even though you're earning from Young Living quite a lot, you're still going to the work that you're going because you love it. And I think this is an important thing. If you love your work, I think it's amazing to keep on going. And but there are so many people that actually hate what they're doing and hate having to go to work and just the work itself. And it's really hard to be grateful and to appreciate life when you're in that situation. And guys, if you want to change that, you can contact me, you can contact Simina, and we can get in touch and help you out with building this business, with any questions that you have about essential oils, about how you can use them for yourself, for your family. If we don't know everything, we have doctors here, medical doctors that are really good and really helpful that can help us out too with information and things of this nature. And I think it's so, so important for us to make a decision about what we want to be in life, to what we want our life to be. And I'm really happy for the fact that I can give you a solution now for making your life better. And many, many people have chosen this road and are now living an amazing life. And I'm hoping that, for instance, the gratitude seeker that has written yesterday will be one of these people and will be able to homeschool her kids and not have to go to school every day and to be able to travel, because she said that she would like to have a van and go traveling around the US most probably, and maybe even around the world. I think life is so much more than just the 9-to-5, and I'm really happy that right now I can share with you an opportunity, a possibility of living life differently. Simina, do you have something to add?
Yes, joining the team will bring you not only the valuable information and also the valuable amount of money that you can have in the end if you're working and are really into building a business. I would say that the team, the people who are in this team, they are willing to help in respect to nothing in return. They don't spend nothing in return. They are very helpful. Plus, we are having different coaching programs. For instance, how to have the proper mindset for success. And success means whatever you want to mean for you. Because we all have a different definition for success. Some people want money, some people want recognition, some people want to just to be able to travel, while some people just want to help the others. Plus, we are having loads of materials which can be shared with you. So, yeah.
By the way, I know that you have an amazing goal with being in this business, and I'd really love for you to share it.
Okay, I can share it. I'm not telling my goal to everyone, but...
Oh, okay.
No, that's fine. I'm a very open person. So my goal is to be able to build two centers. One is going to be for the orphan kids, and one is going to be for the orphan and stray dogs. But the end goal is to be able that to... for each kid to be able to have his or her own therapeutic dog from the dogs that from the shelter that we are going to build. So yeah, that's my ultimate goal.
That's amazing.
To be honest, this is the reason why I'm in business with Young Living.
This is amazing, and I think so many dreams can become a reality if, of course, we work on them. And I always love it when you can do things in which everybody wins. Like everyone in this business wins, and it's so funny since we've joined, me and my girlfriend. Everyone said. In the upline said, "You're on my team, you're on my team, you're on my team." And we felt so, so supported, and we felt that people really are there for us, and they want us to succeed, they want us to make a living out of this, to make sure that we help people the proper way, and doing good and making money and actually having a bigger goal is something that we all want. And I think we can do this together through Young Living and through the essential oils. So how would one get started? What would be the next step for our gratitude seeker if he or she wants to join?
Well, I would say that you are the main contact. So basically they should contact you and you can help them creating a Young Living account. Basically, you are not obliged to put an each and every month an order. You can start with a premium starter kit and see if you really love the products or not. But to be honest, I haven't heard anyone so far telling that, no, these are crap, or no, I don't like them, or something similar. And once you have joined Young Living, you will have access to materials and different groups in order to make sure that you understand how to use the products, you understand the precautions, and also the benefits of the products. So yes, I would say that the first step is to get in touch with you.
Yeah. Perfect, perfect. I will give you my email address, and you can also write on Instagram also the link where you can go for more information and for joining. It's really fast. It's one of the things that I love about Young Living, the fact that it literally took me 2 minutes to sign up. And I did it on my phone, so it's really, really easy to do so. And I just got my starter kit, my premium kit, and I'm really happy about it, and I'm really eager to try it out and to share with you my experience. And it's what's amazing about the premium starter kit is that you also get a diffuser that's really, really good. And also you have about 10 essential oils that are usually much more expensive. I think the total value of the starter kit, the premium starter kit, is around $300, and you get it for $150 or something like this. It's pretty amazing. And you don't have to continue to order every month or something like this. It's totally up to you. And the cool thing is that you get a better price than you would get if you would just order for wholesale or something like this. So this is truly something that gives you freedom, so you don't have to keep with it. You don't have to do anything, basically. It's totally up to you. And you can enjoy lots and lots of great feelings with it. So am I missing something about the starter kit, by the way, the premium starter kit?
Well, there are three types of starter kits. That's the one that you have with the diffuser and 12 essential oils. There is another one based on Ningxia Red, which is a very nice beverage for energy and immune system boosting, and also for nice skin being a nice aging, having lots of antioxidants. There is the other one with leaves. A starter kit based on Thieves essential oils and different products with infused with this oil, such as the household cleaner, such as the toothpaste, or the soap, the hand soap. Yeah.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I tried it once and I couldn't help but smell my hands all the time because it was amazing. And that happened when I went to my massage therapist, and she had all of the oils, I think, and also the hand soap. And it was like, oh my God, the smell, it was so pure and so beautiful. And it's also actually a foam, which is really nice on the hands, and I really enjoyed it. So we will talk about more about this, the products and everything, because and how to use them in future episodes with Simina, and also solo episodes that I will do, because I really, really believe in them, and I really believe that they can make your life much better. And this is what it's all about, to make the most of our life and to be able to feel and to live as much gratitude and positive feelings as possible. Simina, thank you so much for being here with us.
Thank you as well for your invitation.